Education isn't saying how many furloughs, but Secretary Arne Duncan says they would probably affect a significant number of the department's employees.
If we're faced with those tough calls, you know, we have an obligation to be fiscally responsible. But it's inconceivable to me that Congress would not do the right thing for the American public here. And so we're going to put everything we can do to be a good partner, to see him take a balanced approach, to see him fix this and fix it for the long term. That's really where we're spending the bulk of our energy.
Duncan testified Wednesday for a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee about the impact of sequestration on education. Congress, DOD, and contractors have all called attention to the possible effects of sequestration on the Defense Department, but Wednesday's hearing represents the first time lawmakers have taken a deep dive look at the civilian parts of government. It follows a report earlier this month by the Aerospace Industries Association that predicts the loss of several hundred thousand jobs at civilian agencies. George Mason University professor Stephen Fuller wrote the report.
We lose $40 billion of federal payroll right off the top. You take federal spending down, payroll spending down by $40 billion, that translates into a whole lot of lost business which drives the economy.
Also Wednesday, Subcommittee Chairman Democratic Senator Tom Harkin released a report analyzing how sequestration would affect non-defense jobs and services. Sequestration would cut $500 billion each from defense and civilian spending, but officials say the effects could be far more pronounced at agencies with smaller budgets than the Pentagon's. The Office of Management and Budget hasn't said yet how agencies will implement the automatic cuts if they happen, but Education Secretary Duncan says he's expecting all sorts of cuts, including to contracts that support the processing and origination of student loans.
If we have to make, whether it's a 7.8% cut or a 15 or 16 or 17% cut, we have to cut everything. And, you know, our team and the contractors have done an amazing job of, you know, getting financial information out on a timely basis and loan information out on a timely basis. And we want to maintain that high level of service. And we don't want to see people who are struggling with tough decisions not have access to good information in a timely manner. So it'd be a huge step in the wrong direction.
Duncan says he's not opposed to spending reductions and that his department has already cut more than $1 billion by prioritizing programs. But he tells Arkansas Democratic Senator Mark Pryor that sequestration doesn't give him the option to pick and choose.
I don't think we have a lot of flexibility there, Senator. And I mentioned a number of items. I add, TRIO to that list, Gear Up, school improvement grants. And I think we would have to cut across the board.
So if the number, say, for example, was 7.8%, you would just have to take each program,
regardless of impact, regardless of efficacy, regardless of effective versus ineffective. It's a horrendous way to think about budget choices.
But not everyone is convinced stopping sequestration is the right answer. Neil McCluskey is the associate director for the Libertarian Cato Institute Center for Educational Freedom.
While no one wants to see anyone lose employment, the federal government has a staggering debt that must be addressed. And as the third chart in my testimony illustrates, over the last four decades, there have been huge increases in public school staffing, but again, outcomes have flatlined.
McCluskey believes sequestration is a small first step toward addressing a federal debt that's approaching $16 trillion, and he says cuts should include the Education Department. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.